From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care, local arborists who provide professional tree care in the greater Lawrence area and who can be reached at kansastreecare.com or at 785-843-TREE.
Sunny and hot today. Highs in the lower 90s. It's 92 in Topeka and 91 in Lawrence. It's 306.
With Anas Baba in Gaza.
Thank you for listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. We broadcast at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. We will meet some of the trap shooters who are headed off to the Olympics. Half of Team USA's shotgun trap shooters are actually from the Kansas City area. Greg Eklund will meet them. Also, it has been awfully hot in the Pacific Northwest. Parts have been dealing with record-breaking temperatures for days.
I call it a heat wave. People call it a heat dome. But yeah, it's been going on for a couple weeks now.
A cold front is set to bring some relief, but also wind, which will increase the chance for wildfires and make the wildfires that are already in that region even worse. The details are coming up on KPR.
Did you know that listeners are more apt to frequent businesses that support their local public radio station? Well, if you run a business, you can harness that passion for public radio by becoming a KPR sponsor. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
President Biden is delivering an Oval Office address tonight at 7 o'clock following Sunday's statement that he won't be accepting the Democratic nomination for president next month and throwing his support to Vice President Kamala Harris. NPR and KPR will have live coverage of the president's address tonight at 7 on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day, July 24th. From tiny toads to big cats, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation. Details at topekazoo.org.
This is KPR.
Support for...
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Woodhaven, Inc., manufacturing custom deck and siding solutions using sustainable woods and powered exclusively by wind energy. Located in Perry with shipping available to the entire KPR listening area. Details at woodhavenproducts.com.
Stick around. News headlines are coming up next. 91 degrees in Lawrence, 93 in Manhattan. It's 3:30.
This is NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A congressional panel is calling out a, quote, toxic culture at Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence. Congresswoman Melanie Stansberry, a Democrat from New Mexico, said yesterday, there's a toxic culture at Haskell, period. She was one of many members of Congress raising questions and concerns about Haskell, which has faced withering criticism in recent years. The school has had 6 leaders in 8 years. The Lawrence Journal World reports that a bipartisan hearing was held yesterday to discuss problems at the school. The panel was sparked by a recent federal report detailing a university culture plagued by mismanagement and severely lacking in process and procedures. One of the concerns is the way in which sexual assault cases are handled at Haskell. The Bureau of Indian Education oversees Haskell. It was also criticized by the congressional panel for failing to hold people accountable. While some lawmakers blame Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland and the Biden administration, others pointed out that the problems at Haskell go back many years under multiple administrations, both Republican and Democratic. Some Kansas school districts are preparing for an influx of students as families take advantage of a new statewide open enrollment law. The Andover School District near Wichita has accepted 125 students from outside district lines for the coming school year. That's about half the number who applied. The Goddard District west of Wichita accepted about 40% of its applicants. Becky Mader with Derby Schools says she's still crunching the numbers, but the district south of Wichita will get more than 230 new students.
They're coming from a variety of districts, you know, all within driving distance, close around here. I'll be curious when we put everything together and make that report to the board, we'll be able to see those trends a lot more clearly.
Starting this fall, Kansas students can enroll in any public school district as long as it has the space. Seats were available only at certain schools and grade levels. A new law went into effect this month in Kansas to regulate the sale of homes using contracts for deed. Contracts for deed are also known as rent-to-own contracts. They offer a pathway to home ownership that avoids traditional lenders, but lawmakers say they can also be ripe for exploitation. The new law, passed in April, gives buyers more rights, including at least 30 days to catch up on payments if they fall behind. Republican State Representative Nick Hoheisel of Wichita requested the bill for introduction during the legislative session.
These transactions do have a purpose, but individuals that enter into these agreements do deserve some type of even basic protection.
The law also permits buyers or sellers to record the contracts at the County Register of Deeds to increase transparency. It's 3:35.
This is all.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Four trap shooters total will go to the Paris Summer Olympics for Team USA. Two men and two women. Turns out this year, half of those athletes are from the Kansas City region. Greg Eklund reports on two of the world's best competitive shotgun trap shooters, and a warning, this story includes the sound of gunshots.
For those wondering, what's in the air around here that produces for whatever the elements bring? Recalling some of the extreme conditions she grew up in.
You may get 3 or 4 feet of snow overnight, and it may be 105 degrees. In the summer.
Rain or shine, Tozier's focus is making the most of her Olympic opportunity.
Just getting there is such an honor, and I'm proud of how I've done to get there. But everybody wants to win an Olympic medal if you go to the Olympics.
Her success in Paris and mine's could be just the thing to put Kansas City on the worldwide map as a hotbed for target shooting. I'm Greg Eklund.
Men's trap shooting qualifications at the Paris Olympics begin on Monday, July 29th. The women's qualifications begin the next day. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Many other frequencies as well, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. You will be able to stream President Biden's address tonight at 7 o'clock.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Coming up in our next half hour, Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is meeting this week separately with President Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. This afternoon, he addressed a joint meeting of Congress. What happened? Well, a lot, and we will tell you about it coming up shortly here on KPR. Mostly clear skies tonight, humid with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, hot. Highs in the lower 90s, lows in the upper 60s tomorrow night. Hot again on Friday and Saturday and Sunday. It's July. It happens. It's 92 degrees in Topeka, 94 in Emporia at 10 minutes before 4.
For many major remodels, reviews, pricing, and booking are at Angie.com or on the Angie app. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
NPR is here for the lifelong learners, the investigators, the curious. It's here for you. Keep listening and growing with NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned. News headlines coming your way in just about a minute. Humid conditions tonight. Lows in the upper 60s. Sunny and hot tomorrow with a high in the lower 90s. It's 91 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
Learn more about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence, locally owned with real people that answer your call, not a machine. Details and information at stonebackappliance.com, where we've got your back.
It's 94 degrees in Emporia, 92 in Lawrence, 92 in Topeka. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also find us at 89.7 FM in Emporia, many other frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
Speaking of After the Harvest, we are going to learn a whole lot more about that organization coming up in just about another 25 minutes. Jay Schaefer had a conversation with Michael Watson, executive director of the group. Find out what they do and how they do it. Stay tuned here on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from F.W. Houston Medical Center Senior Living Center, providing senior care in Jefferson County for loved ones close to home. More information on tours and availability at 913-774-4340.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations, live coverage of President Joe Biden addressing the nation. We're absolutely not sure how long that is going to take. After it wraps up on your KPR 1 stations, join us for classical music through the evening with Destiny, followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR 2, we will be kicking things over to the BBC World Service. Mostly clear skies tonight and humid with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunny and hot with a high in the lower 90s. It is 92 degrees in Atchison, 93 in Chanute, 94 in Emporia, and the time is 4:20.
On Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. Morning Edition coming your way. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest, the locally owned furniture store in Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free customizable mattresses by Savvy Rest. All natural latex, wool, and cotton with a 20-year warranty. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Stay with us. News headlines are coming up next. It's 92 degrees in Abilene. It is 92 in Atchison. It is 4:30.
A big drop on Wall Street today as tech shares drove the market lower following mixed earnings results from Tesla. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas school districts are preparing for an influx of students as families take advantage of a new statewide open enrollment law. The Andover School District near Wichita has accepted 125 students from outside district lines for the coming school year, which is about half the number who applied. The Goddard District, west of Wichita, accepted about 40% of its applicants. Becky Mader with Derby Schools says she is still crunching the numbers, but the district south of Wichita will get more than 230 new students.
They're coming from a variety of districts, you know, all within driving distance, close around here. I'll be curious when we put everything together and make that report to the board, we'll be able to see those trends a lot more clearly.
Starting this fall, Kansas students can enroll in any public school district as long as it has the space. Seats were available only at certain schools and grade levels. A new law went into effect this month in Kansas to regulate the sale of homes using contracts for deed. Contracts for deed are also known as rent-to-own contracts. They offer a pathway to homeownership that avoids traditional lenders. But lawmakers say they can also be ripe for exploitation. The new law, passed in April, gives buyers more rights, including at least 30 days to catch up on payments if they fall behind. Republican State Representative Nick Hoheisel of Wichita requested the bill for introduction during the legislative session.
These transactions do have a purpose, but individuals that enter into these agreements do deserve some type of even basic protection.
The law also permits buyers or sellers to record the contracts at the County Register of Deeds to increase transparency. If you find yourself flying over Lawrence and look down, you just might see a half-acre crop portrait of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. Sam Zeff tells us why.
World-renowned crop artist Stan Hurd from Lawrence says he started working on the Harris portrait about 2 weeks ago. He says he just had a feeling about what was going to happen.
I'm a political junkie, you know, so I follow this stuff moment by moment. It just seemed like the writing was on the wall.
The piece is near the Candace River in North Lawrence and made of native prairie, compost, and sand. Hurd says the landowner doesn't want to give an exact location because he's nervous about people showing up. The piece will be completed after Harris names a running mate. I'm Sam Zeff.
The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, mostly clear skies tonight, humid, lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine and hot. Highs in the 90s. Mostly clear tomorrow night. Continued humid. Lows in the upper 60s. Still hot and sunny on Friday with a high in the lower 90s. It's 91 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 4:35. You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on an organization called After the Harvest KC. What is it? What does it do? KPR's Jay Schaefer found out.
Most people have heard
a lot of people who are in need. And so coming back home, I wanted to make sure that I was able to use my network and my influence to help people in need.
That was Michael Watson, Executive Director of After the Harvest KC. You can learn more about his organization at aftertheharvestkc.org. He was speaking with KPR's Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel decorating, including t-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more. Available for school fundraisers and other events. Details at their location in North Lawrence or riverratks.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. In our next half hour, we will learn about Kamala Harris's impact on the presidential race in Arizona, which a lot of people have been feeling very, very nervous about whether Democratic candidate would be able to compete there, and we will talk about that coming up shortly here on KPR. 91 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Topeka. It's 10 minutes before 5.
From Mint.com/NPR. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
So Morning Edition from NPR News can't transport you to the beach this summer, but we can keep you company through all your summer adventures and keep you informed. Listen weekdays.
Join us for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. 2 more hours of All Things Considered, followed by President Joe Biden's address to the nation. It's 5 o'clock.
21st Century. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Solar. Since 1982, installing independent energy systems such as backup batteries and solar panels for farms, homes, and businesses. More information at cromwellsolar.com.
93 degrees in Lawrence, 94 in Manhattan, 95 in Emporia. It is 5:06. This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in today. We have plenty more All Things Considered still to come than at 7 o'clock tonight. President Joe Biden's address to the nation. You will hear it on both KPR 1 and KPR 2.
If you've got an old car, truck, or motorcycle that's sitting around gathering cobwebs, donate it to KPR. A tow truck will come and pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay with us. Coming up, we will talk about the heat in the Pacific Northwest. And then half of Team USA's shotgun trap shooters actually hail from the Kansas City area. So what is it about this region that makes for such good Olympic shooters? Some say it's the weather. Some say it's the lifestyle.
We all grew up hunting. We all grew up around shotguns and rifles and different firearms. So it's just more natural to be good at it.
Meet the local duo headed to Paris for the 2024 Olympics coming up shortly here on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from I2S at KU, creating, disseminating, and commercializing fundamental knowledge and new technologies in computer systems, communication systems, and radar systems. More at i2s-research.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight, but very humid. Lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, a lot like today. Highs in the lower 90s. Sunny, hot, and sticky. It is 93 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Topeka. It is 5:20.
PR News.
Now that the Democratic ticket is open, eyes are on swing states such as Pennsylvania. Our own Steve Inskeep is there talking to people about how it's re-engaging voters.
The day that Joe Biden stepped down, like, I went from thinking I might not vote in this election to I'm definitely going to vote in this election, and I'm going to be much more involved in it.
The View from the most competitive swing state, tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Wheatfields Bakery and Cafe, featuring artisan breads baked daily in a wood-fired oven, breakfast and dessert pastries, as well as breakfast and lunch. Located at 904 Vermont Street in downtown Lawrence. Online at wheatfieldsbakery.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up next. It is 93 degrees in Lawrence, 92 in Abilene, 92 in Chanute. It is 5:30.
Calling it a potential game changer, scientists have found evidence that metals naturally occurring on the ocean floor may be able to produce oxygen. Researchers, using a newly discovered process, found that masses of minerals such as manganese and iron can produce oxygen without photosynthesis. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. A congressional panel is calling out a toxic culture at Haskell Indian Nations University in Lawrence. Congresswoman Melanie Stansberry, a Democrat from New Mexico, said yesterday, quote, "There is a toxic culture at Haskell, period." She was one of many members of Congress raising questions and concerns about Haskell, which has faced criticism in recent years. The school has had 6 leaders in 8 years. The Lawrence Journal World reports that a bipartisan hearing was held yesterday to discuss problems at the school. The panel was sparked by a recent federal report detailing a university culture plagued by mismanagement and severely lacking in process and procedures. One of the concerns is the way in which sexual assault cases are handled at Haskell. The Bureau of Indian Education oversees Haskell. It, too, was criticized by the congressional panel for failing to hold people accountable. While some lawmakers blame Secretary of the Interior Deb Haaland and the Biden administration, others pointed out that problems at Haskell go back many years under multiple administrations, both Republican and Democratic. Some Kansas school districts are preparing for an influx of students as families take advantage of a new statewide open enrollment law. The Andover School District near Wichita has accepted 125 students from outside district lines for the coming school year. That's about half the number who applied. Becky Mader with Derby Schools says she's still crunching the numbers, but the district south of Wichita will be getting more than 230 new students.
They're coming from a variety of districts, you know, all within driving distance, close around here. I'll be curious when we put everything together and make that report to the board, we'll be able to see those trends a lot more clearly.
Starting this fall, Kansas students can enroll in any public school district as long as it has the space. Seats were available only at certain schools and certain grade levels. If you happen to find yourself flying over Lawrence and you look down, you might just see a half-acre crop portrait of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. Sam Zeff tells us why.
World-renowned crop artist Stan Hurd from Lawrence says he started working on the Harris portrait about 2 weeks ago. He says he just had a feeling about what was going to happen.
I'm a political junkie, you know, so I follow this stuff moment by moment. It just seemed like the writing was on the wall.
The piece is near the Candace River in North Lawrence and made of native prairie, compost, and sand. Hurd says the landowner doesn't want to give an exact location because he's nervous about people showing up. The piece will be completed after Harris names a running mate. I'm Sam Zeff.
Mostly clear skies tonight, but humid with lows in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, sunshine, hot, highs in the lower 90s. It's 93 degrees in Lawrence. It is 92 in Abilene. It's 535.
And thanks.
You bet.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. 4 trap shooters total will go to the Paris Summer Olympics for Team USA. 2 women, 2 men. It turns out this year that half of those athletes are from the Kansas City region. Greg Eklund reports on 2 of the world's best competitive shotgun trap shooters. And a warning, this story does include the sounds of gunshots.
For those wondering, what's the most of her Olympic opportunity?
Just getting there is such an honor, and I'm proud of how I've done to get there. But everybody wants to win an Olympic medal if you go to the Olympics.
Her success in Paris and mines could be just the thing to put Kansas City on the worldwide map as a hotbed for target shooting. I'm Greg Eklund.
Men's trap shooting qualifications at the Paris Olympics will begin on Monday. The women's qualifications begin on Tuesday of next week. We'll let you know how they do.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UPP, or Urban Produce Push, with a goal to provide produce to the people and pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Lawrence Public Library, encouraging folks new to Lawrence to sign up for a library card, attend events, borrow books and movies, and meet new people at this community hub. Information at lplks.org.
Stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, we will give you the rundown on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's visit to the U.S. He addressed a joint meeting of Congress today, defending his handling of the war in Gaza. There were protesters outside. We'll tell you what happened coming right up on KPR. Mostly clear skies tonight and humid with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, a lot like today, sunny, hot, and a high in the 90s. It's 10 minutes before 6. This is KPR.
Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at macfound.org.
NPR and this station are supported by the communities we serve. In return, our journalism is available to everyone free of charge. This is NPR.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, a charter member of National Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan at 99.5. And KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 93 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It's 6 o'clock.